We've been learning more today about a series of attacks in the Iraqi city of Karbala. Saturday's multiple attacks stand out for several reasons. They were large, coordinated, and they came in a southern Iraqi city dominated by Shiite Muslims. Shiite leaders have generally cooperated with the U.S.-led occupation. Reporter Evan Osnos of the Chicago Tribune has been covering the story in Karbala and joins us now. And Mr. Osnos, what are people in Karbala telling you about the attack?
I think across the board, whether it's the foreign troops or residents themselves, people are stunned by this. It's clearly not something that they imagine would be happening in a part of the country that's been peaceful for the last 8 months.
Just the fact that Polish, Thai, and Bulgarian troops were given policing duties in that sector would suggest that nobody expected too much trouble, I suppose.
Yeah, that's true, including the troops themselves. This is particularly alarming to the Polish lieutenants, captains, lieutenant colonels on the ground who realize, wait a second, we thought we had an easy patch, and now they're wondering whether that's not the case.
Did it seem like they had changed their security from what they'd been doing in the past?
They said publicly that nothing changes, and I think that tends to be the standard line when something like this happens because they want to show that they've in fact been doing everything they can do. But I think it's clear that they're going to have to reassess their security posture, particularly as it relates to patrolling. I went out on a patrol with some Polish soldiers this morning, and it was a pretty lax affair, and they were driving around. They were uneasy, no question. They were scared after what happened yesterday. But I think this is not a group that's battle-hardened, and I think they're going to have to figure out a new way to deal with this population.
Which does raise the question of how such a large attack could happen in Karbala, where the situation has been very different than Baghdad.
That's right. I think right now investigators are trying to figure out if this represents an extension of the insurgency from the north or whether this is something new. And one of the elements they're looking at is whether, in fact, the Iranian population that comes across the border every day could have become a disguise for some other form of rebel action that took place on Saturday.
And what do you mean by the Iranian population coming across the border?
Every day into Najaf and Karbala, there are several hundred thousand Iranian pilgrims who come to some of the holiest sites in Shiite Islam. And the question for the Polish commanders on the ground is whether that huge influx may have allowed some other form of insurgency, whether it's Iranian or not, they don't know, but whether some group has been able to organize within that significant movement every day.
You know, in the past few months, when people in the Bush administration have said that most of Iraq is peaceful, they've been talking about places like Karbala. This is a place where the local leaders had taken firm control of the place very shortly after the American forces came through.
It's true. The Shiite population, of course, historically, they were suppressed by Saddam's regime, brutally suppressed, and so they had a lot to be thankful for when the Americans came. But over the last 8 months, what the commanders on the ground have seen is a growing uneasiness around the shortages of gas and electricity, and also the new tensions with this Iranian population. So the question that they're trying to figure out now is whether this accumulated effect of the shortages and the new tensions with the pilgrims may have contributed to a new uneasiness that they hadn't anticipated.
Can you just describe what it looked and felt like as you walked around in the streets of that city?
Today, the streets in Karbala were filled with a fairly steady stream of funerals, particularly downtown near the site of one of the blasts at the city hall. The funeral processions made a point of running near that site. And so there were cars going by with the pine coffins in pickup trucks headed towards the cemetery with the names of the dead written on banners overhead.
We've been talking to Evan Osnos of the Chicago Tribune, who's now in Baghdad after spending the day reporting in the city of Karbala. Thanks very much.
Thank you.